It's the Agribusiness Report. Special guest today, John Browning with Browning Seed. We're talking a sorghum leadership program in just a moment. First off, Cindy Hyde-Smith is a senator from Mississippi. And on Thursday, questioning Department of Interior Secretary Deb Haaland.
The White House recently stated that the president's policy is to ban additional leasing. And that is from an April 19th statement from the White House press secretary at that time. It is not in line with the president's policy, which is to ban additional leasing. And we've seen the obvious detrimental effects that is this misguided policy is having on all American families. Does the Interior Department agree with such a policy?
Senator, what I could say is that I am guided by the law.
It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by John Browning. John is with Browning Seed, headquartered in Plainview, Texas. And John, first off, welcome to the show. And as we roll into this, for those who don't know John Browning or Browning Seed, what's that elevator speech that gets you where you are today?
Well, Browning Seed is I like to call it a full-service seed company, but our primary wheelhouse revolves around sorghum and hybrid forage sorghums. We have some grain sorghums available, but primarily we are basic in breeding our parent seed for forages, hybrid forage sorghum, hybrid sorghum Sudan grasses, and products like that. 90% of our sorghum business is what ultimately ends up in a feed ration somewhere.
It's great that you brought up the sorghum, because it's a great segue into something the Sorghum Checkoff developed a few years back, Leadership Sorghum. What is that?
So Leadership Sorghum is a part of the National Sorghum Producers Board, and basically it's an opportunity for sorghum producers to gain experience and gain knowledge of where grain sorghum predominantly is being utilized in feed rations and in products that come from what is being grown on the farm. And so many of the people that are in Leadership Sorghum are not in the seed business. They're actual grain producers from Kansas to Pennsylvania and back again, so basically all over the nation. And they come together and are brought together so that they can learn about where their grain is being marketed and how it's being marketed, and what products are being generated from the crops that they grow.
So there are a lot of opportunities here, and I think networking is one you're identifying here. How was your participation in the program, how did that to help you maybe build new relationships with either those who are farming or are in the industry? How did it help your operation?
Well, truly, the networking part of the business has been enlightening for me, because I met so many people that I really did not know were growing grain sorghum in areas that I didn't think grain sorghum was grown. For instance, Pennsylvania, I had no idea that grain sorghum was being grown up there. I knew that there were some forage markets in that region. But there's three or four in the Leadership Sorghum Class 5 from Pennsylvania. And some of the world records, so if you will, for sorghum yields are coming from that region. You know, Kansas is the breadbasket of the world, and that's really kind of where the majority of grain sorghum is grown in the United States. But it kind of blew me away that the yieldability that they're getting in Pennsylvania on hybrid grain sorghums.
You've kind of touched on your experience. Maybe this is a good time to dig a little deeper on what you pulled away from this. Were there was there a favorite experience that you can think of, or something that you learned that you pulled away from your time in the program?
Sure. It's hard to pick a favorite because they were all meaningful, but one of the experiences was the port. We just recently traveled down to Louisiana, to New Orleans, and got on the Mississippi River and was able to visit the ports where most of the export grain sorghum is being shipped out of. What was amazing to me was what our volume is and how much grain is really moving through the Mississippi. The other thing that I really enjoyed was going up to Kansas, to Kansas State University, where they have a really neat technology lab, and they're actually processing grain sorghum and other grains in different ways and experimenting in ways that would allow that to be put into food products and dog food and just ways to enhance the feedability and the nutritional aspects of grain sorghum. And so those were some of the really neat things that we got to see.
Now, I believe as part of attending and being a part of this leadership sorghum program, obviously there's the tour ports. Commodity Classic is usually one they try to work in there. Now, did your class go to Washington, D.C., or was it affected by the coronavirus?
So that particular trip has been delayed, and we will be taking that trip soon, hopefully in July. And so, but the coronavirus has made this one-year leadership program into a two-plus-year program. And so coronavirus has really affected us. In fact, I got corona on the trip back from Kansas. So, you know, they took every precaution possible, and I was the only one that came down with it after that trip. So,
so let's also talk, because you said the coronavirus really expanded the length of your leadership sorghum group. What about the time that's involved in this? Because at this point, whether you're a producer or you're in the industry in some form or fashion, finding the available time to just give for some event is very valuable. It's probably worth more. Your time is worth more than your money at this point. How do you do that? And how can a producer who's thinking about this be able to weigh the pros and cons?
Well, I'll tell you, it was well worth my time. And I'm as busy as anybody. But for me, sometimes I think that as a producer, we often don't ever get to see the forest because there's so many trees. And so to get out away and get your nose away from the grindstone, it allows you to expand some thoughts and give you some ideas on how, for instance, one of the guys in the leadership sorghum is using some innovative water technology in his sorghum production. Really enlightening. Things that I'll probably implement in my own operation. There's so many different ideas, and being able to brainstorm, I think, will ultimately compound the time that I spent and expand it into time savings down the road. And so for me, the time away is going to be better than the time being spent here. And so I really think that it's an investment that is worthwhile.
The application deadline is still a few months away, but applications can be submitted right now, and those are available on the Sorghum Checkoff website, which is sorghumcheckoff.com, sorghumcheckoff.com. You can follow the links from there. And I guess as we wrap this up, what would you want for someone who's considering this? What would you hope that they would be able to pull away from the leadership sorghum class 6?
For me, the people in sorghum business and are salt of the earth. And they're salt of the earth from Pennsylvania to Kansas to Washington, D.C. We've got so many people that are expanding markets for grain sorghum and sorghum that forages. And it's just an investment that I think is worthy and worthwhile. And you're going to meet some folks that are smarter than you, some people that have different ideas than you do, and allow you to broaden your spectrum, if you will. For me, Dr. Brent Bean was able to give me some thoughts that I never would have gathered from the meeting. I really kind of had a closed mind to some different aspects of the business, and this sorghum leadership class broadened my view of different aspects of the industry. And so for me, a worthy investment in time.
Again, Leadership Sorghum, the Class 6 application search is underway. If you'd like to find out more information, find out what's in the application, how it works, and what you would need to do, you'll find it online at sorghumcheckoff.com. That's sorghumcheckoff.com. John Browning is with Browning Seed in Plainview and joins us on today's Agribusiness Report.
The formula for success is a simple one. Put strong in, get strong out. That's why cotton growers looking to improve yield potential plant Delta Pine brand cotton, featuring 100 years of proven yield potential and exclusive genetics in every bag. Strong is a legacy all its own. Protect yours with strong cotton from Delta Pine. Always read and follow IRM where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
Texas Corn Producers serves the state's corn farmers through both the Corn Board and the Association. The board is putting your checkoff dollars to work in research, promotion, and education to ensure producer profitability and market expansion. The member-supported association is the farmer's advocate in Austin and Washington, D.C. on issues from the Farm Bill, water and property rights, and more. Join the Texas Corn Producers Association today and get the latest news and information about Texas Corn Producers' efforts online at www.texascorn.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Agribusiness Report. Our special guest today, John Browning with Browning Seed.
At Golden Harvest, our best skill is knowing how to listen. From our Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to our expert insights housed in the Illuminate digital agronomy platform, everything we offer is an answer to what we've heard from you. This is how we listen.
Copyright 2021 Syngenta. The trademarks or service marks used herein are the property of a Syngenta Group company. All other trademarks are the property of their respective owners.
The future you want for your farming operation is out there, but it begins with unlocking the potential to control your growing environment. Introducing Momentum from Fendt, a new planting system that senses planting conditions in real time and responds with real answers. That yield, that success, you'll find it with Momentum. Learn more at LivingstonMachinery.com and to find a location near you. Livingston Machinery, 24/7 service for your 24/7 operation.
It's the Agribusiness Report. You can learn more about the Leadership Sorghum Program online, sorghumgrowers.com.
Texas Corn Producers serves the state's corn farmers through both the Corn Board and the Association. The board is putting your checkoff dollars to work in research, promotion, and education to ensure producer profitability and market expansion. The member-supported association is the farmer's advocate in Austin and Washington, D.C. on issues from the Farm Bill, water and property rights, and more. Join the Texas Corn Producers Association today and get the latest news and information about Texas Corn Producers' efforts online at www.texascorn.org.
The formula for success is a simple one. Put strong in, get strong out. That's why cotton growers looking to improve yield potential plant Delta Pine brand cotton, featuring 100 years of proven yield potential and exclusive genetics in every bag. Strong is a legacy all its own. Protect yours with strong cotton from Delta Pine. Always read and follow IRM where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
Welcome back. It's the Agribusiness Report.
Starting July 1st, livestock and dairy producers will see greater flexibilities in three insurance products for the 2023 crop year.
Dairy revenue protection. This change allows people some flexibility to go back and look at the production from a previous quarter. On the livestock risk protection, that is just helping producers get paid in a more timely fashion within 30 days of a claim. It previously was 60. And the livestock gross margin, that's really about expanding coverage to everyone in the country.
Risk Management Agency Deputy Administrator Richard Flannoy says the flexibilities pertain to when indemnities are used to pay premiums. Also,
it makes our dairy revenue protection, our livestock gross margin, and our livestock risk protection available in all 50 states, whereas previously the livestock gross margin was not available in every state. Now our whole suite of livestock products are available nationwide.
More information about updated livestock insurance coverages are available through local crop insurance agents. I'm Rod Bain reporting in Washington, D.C.